the newest extended member of the Calgary Flames, Rasmus Anderson, 6 years, $4.55 million, and a long-term commitment to the Calgary Flames. Ras, appreciate you doing this. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty well. Been an exciting day, and we finally came to an agreement earlier today, so I'm really excited, and I'm excited to be in Calgary for the next 6 years.
Take me through the process and what went into agreeing to a six-year extension.
Well, it started off pretty early. I think the negotiations started almost this summer, and then it's just been back and forth, and we kind of just been taking it pretty slow, just to kind of wait and see a little bit. And then, it picked up a little bit more and more here towards the end. And I think the offer came in before the game yesterday, and had some time to think about it today. And we really felt good about it. And we want to stay in Calgary. We want to be in Calgary here, and we really like it. So, it was a pretty easy decision at the end.
So what goes into a decision for you from a player standpoint? What goes into it to decide, yeah, I want to commit to this team for the next 6 years?
Well, obviously, we have a really good group. We have a tight team, and we all have a lot of fun together. And I feel like if I didn't enjoy the team and stuff like that, I probably wouldn't have signed a six-year deal. But we're all really good friends, and we have a lot of fun together. And obviously, the coaching staff is good, the managements are good, and everyone around the whole Calgary Flames are awesome. And we have good fans, and we have a good team this year and for many years to come. So that was my priorities.
With Rasmus Anderson, who has signed a six-year contract extension with the Calgary Flames, how, as a player, and I guess more so as just an overall human being, how do you feel that you've grown in your time since joining the Flames organization, and especially since you have joined this team full-time starting from last year?
I think I've grown a lot as a person, and obviously you... When you first go into the league, it's all about just staying in the league. And then when you've been in the league for X amount of games, you want to take that next step. And I still want to take the next step. It's something that you want to keep develop, right? And you want to win games, and you want to have a team that's good for many years. And and you want to get better and better as a player too. And I feel like that's what I'm doing, and that's what I've been doing since I came into the league. I feel like I've become a better player and a better person.
How much has getting the opportunity to play with Mark Giordano helped you in your game?
Well, obviously a lot. He's a hell of a player, and he won the Norris Trophy last year. So that's just quite a bit, and he's just a really good leader, and it's someone you look up to on a day-to-day basis, really. And he's just a great guy, and he loves having fun in the room. And so you look up to Gio, and playing with him for X amount of games right now, and he's a hell of a player. And every time you're out there with him, you know he's doing something good.
Where do you think your game can go? Where do you see this going, and what do you need to get there?
Well, I feel like I've been, I don't know, it's a tough question. I feel like I've been pretty good defensively the last 2 years. I feel like my number-wise can still improve, and hopefully it will improve. And but yeah, it's a lot of games, and you just got to find that consistent basis night in and night out, and try to get a little bit more offense going, really.
How much is that, as much as anything else, like adjusting to the NHL game? And you talk about how far the defensive side of your game has come. Is it almost just like, okay, you adjust, you get that side of the game down, and then as you get more and more comfortable, the offense might come and you might start to see those numbers improve a little bit?
Yeah, and I think more you play in the league, the more comfortable you get on that side of the game too, and to just trust your instincts maybe a little bit more. But I've always said I don't really want to take any stupid risk plays, and I feel like that's not really my game anymore. But obviously, to create a little bit more offensively, that's what I am. That's what I feel like I can do.
And a final thought for you, we'll let you go and enjoy your day off. Just, you take a look at the core of this group, you know, whether it be you and Hanifin, Lindholm, Monahan, Gaudreau, Tkachuk, all very similar ages, all signed for the next number of years. Just tell me about this core group of players and what you think you're capable of accomplishing here over the next number of years.
Yeah, and that's something you look at too when you sign your deal and who's your core group. And we have a real good core group and a lot of young guys, right? We're all in our between, I think probably Chucky's the youngest at 22, and he goes all the way up to Gio at 36. And so I mean, I feel like we have a good core, and we have a young core with Hanny, Lindy, Johnny, Monty, and everyone. So yeah, we have a really good core group, and I feel like we're going to have a really good team for the next few years here and make a push for it in the playoffs.
Rasmus, congratulations on signing the deal today. Enjoy the rest of your day off. We'll see you back at the rink tomorrow for game day. Thanks for doing this today.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.